Sirugai mitaychai.
The straps are inside it. Mashenken mita, regular bed. Siruga miyal gaba. The straps go on top of the bed. That's the difference between a regular bed and this dargish. So Moritz Akasha, Mesa Vahavakasha. It says here, Kli eights, a regular Kli eights, a wooden Kli, Me'emosai mekablam tumma. At what point is a mekabal tumma? So it says like this, Hamita, a bed, Viharisa, a cradle, Mishe yishofam, Vior hadag. When you smear it with the skin from fish, that mashma smear smooths the outside of the bed. Now, vi mita misureges miyagaba, if by regular bed the straps go on top of it, and so lomali shifas or hadag, why do you have to smear it, like smooth it down with the skin of fish? It's covered up with straps anyway, so what do you have to smooth it down for? Ella, rather, the Gemara says, true, hov ho mitoche. Could be both of them a regular bed and a dargish. Both of them, the straps go inside it, not on top of it. Therefore, we have to smooth it down the top of it. But mito, aule viafukeim bebizune. A regular bed, the straps go in and out from holes that are in it. Rashi said, bebizoye means, v'nukovim shalaruches maknes umaitsi rosh achev l'masarim. There are holes there that the straps go into. Mashenkein dargish is aluya viafuke biafkosa. There are like loops, not holes that it goes into, but there now they strap it up with loops. Rashi says, Luloyes hatlius benikvak voiser. So that's the difference. One, the straps go inside it in a hole there, and one, the straps go through loops. Now, Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, halacha gashuma megamliya, we take a paskin like him, that this arse, if you untie the straps, it falls down. Omer Rabbi Yaakov Arami, mita shenakliteo yoitzin, let's say you have a bed that has naklitin, that means there's like a canopy on top of it. So the way you do it is you have a pole on both ends going straight up on top of the bed, and then you have like a sheet coming down, makes it look like a tent. So such a bed, since it has poles going up, the Mikra Adim, when you become an Ovel, you have to turn over all the beds. So you can't turn over this bed, because if you turn it upside down, it won't stay, because there are poles sticking out of the bed. Therefore he says, Zoykva Bedayu, it's enough just to stand it up by the head or by the foot. That's enough. You don't have to turn over such a bed because you can't turn over. Now the Mishnah says like this. Umaitzin la mulchama harishus al pi beznin shal shivim v'yechad. That you go out on a beznin, you go out on a mulchamas harishus with a beznin of 71. Oh, pirates, when a king wants to go out to have a mulchamas harishus, he has to get harishus from a beznin of 71. Oh, pirates, last place lederach. A king has the right to break through and make himself a path. Nobody could stop the king. If the king wants a path to go through, there's no limit to how wide it be. He can make it as wide as he wants. V'cholam boizizin, when they have a mechama, so everybody goes takes from the boizizin, from the boot of the booty of the war where it took captured. V'noistin lo, have to give it over to the kohen, to the melech. V'hu noitzu chelik b'roish, and the king has the right to take the best portion, take it first. Rashi says, even gets half of the booty, goes to the melech. Now the Gemara Tanina Chodazim, we learned this already one time, in the first one we had. You can only go to have a mechreshus, unless you get permission from the Sanhedrin Hagadayla. So what do we need this Mishnah for? The Gemara says, true, but I did the Tani Komilu the melech, Tananami Moitzin Lemachemes Rishus. Since our Mishnah is talking about the front, about a king, it says also about the loch of a mechemes Rishus. Amr Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Kolayim of a Pashas Melech, whatever it says in the Pashas of Melech, that's in Sefer Shmuel. Rashi says, B'nechem of Nesechem Yikach Yosebem. The Pesukim were telling Klai Yisrael there that like, don't take a king, because if you're going to take a king, it's only going to be bad for you. The king will come and take away your children, take away your daughters. So the question is, does the Pesukim there really mean the kind of the Melech's allowed to do it? Or does it only mean to scare the people? So it's a Machlokes. So Rav Yudah Mashmul holds Kolam of Pashas Melech, anything that says in that Pasham Melech Mutabai. The king's allowed to do it. He's allowed to take away your children. He can take away your daughters. Rav Amar Rav says no. Lo Nemra Pashuzu Ela La'ayim Alayim. The Pash was only said to scare Klai Yisrael, but not that the Melech is allowed to. Rashi says the Shmuel Ela La'ayim Alayim Shetei Emas Malkam Alayim, that they should be afraid, scared of the king. Avleinu Mutlas, the king cannot really do these things. Shinema the Pasuk says. And we dash in the mean that his fear should be upon us. That's all the psukim mean, that that's the way we should fear the king. Mar says there's also machlokes tanoim, kitanoi. We have Yosi Yomer, Kolom of a Pashas, Melech Mutaboy. Anything that says in the Pashas Sefer Shmuel, a king is allowed to do. We have Yudu Aymeno, Lenem Rapashazu, Elekse Layim Aleim. It was only said this Pashas Shmuel to scare Kalai Yisrael, that they should have Ema, fear of the king. Shinem Rapashas says, Soim Tosim Alech Melech, Svidashin Shatei Yemosi Alech, his fear should be upon us. Vechain Hoye Rabbi Yudu Aymer. He also said like this. Well, some say that Hokkasin Rabbi Yudu Aymer, not Vechain, just Tam Rabbi Yudu Aymer. That, or Rashi also, Lenem Rapashazu Elayim Aleim. This Pashas was only said to scare Kalai Yisrael. Vechain Hoye Rabbi Yudu Aymer. That Gimel mitzvahs nitzavu Yisrael b'chnisos and loritz. Klai Yisrael had three special mitzvahs when they first came into Eretz Yisrael. Lahamud lehem melech, to make a king. Lahachrit zara shel amolek, kill out amolek. V'liv lehem lehem beis amchir, to build a beis amigdash. We have neroi yoymer, lehenem rapash shezu ele keneged trumosan. Only keneged the complaint that Klai Yisrael had. Shneem the pasuk says, "V'yamarti yasim alai melech." Yet they said they want to appoint themselves a melech. So Rashi says, "Lenemru pashazu the same tosim lecha melech b'shem mitzvah lechenegat ramosam shegolu lefonav sheasidim lisroyim akach v'leima v'yino gamanach v'chol agoyim." We want to be like all other nations. Shneem v'yamarti yasim alai asidim atem leima kain. Just means that the pasuk only says that Klai Yisrael will eventually say this of same tosim lecha melech. Tanya learned like this. We have Lezer Reiner. Zekeinim shebedor kohegin sholu, that the Zekeinim taka asked right for a king. Shneema the pasuk says tenu lano melech lishavtenu, that give us a king that they should judge us. That was right. Avalam yoret sheben, but the regular people there, they made it a bid. Kukul, they ruined it. Shneema the pasuk says that Klai Yisrael said back v'hoyinu gamanachnu kechol agoyim. That Klai Yisrael's pina back was we want to look like all other nations. That's why they asked for a king. That was a bad thing. That was a bad thing what the Am asked for, as if to say they want to be like other nations. Tanya learned like this. Rabbi Yosi Aimer, Sholosh mitzvahs nisnavi yisobach nesan loretz. Lahamad lemelech, lahach rezara shalomolek, v'livnus nam beis abchira. Then you there, I did not know, eza man chilu, which one should come first? When the pasuk says kiyad al kais kol melchom al Hashem ba molek have yoyim alaham le melech tchila kiyad al kais kol means first you have to have a kisa, you have to have a melech, and then we go to have mechemes al molek the kisa al melech. You know what a kisa means? Here means the king. Shneema the pasuk says vayeshev shlomi al kisa Hashem le melech, that Shlomi is sat on the kisa of Hashem to be a king. So therefore, first thing is you have to have a king. But still, we are dying any day yim livnei slem beis abchir tchila. What comes after that? Do they first build the Beit Hamikdash or first kill out a Molech? When the pasuk says, "V'niach lechem mikol ayvechem," "V'oyi amakom eshivcha Hashem," "Heviyem lahachus zara shalom molech chila." First, you have to go to kill out a Molech, and then you go to build the Beit Hamikdash. V'chein bedabru v'aymer, v'hi ki yoshev a melech dabru v'beisoy, v'Hashem niach lo misavi v'chsev v'yem a melech anos a navi, reino anochi yoshev v'beis arozim. Was like first after he took care of a Molech, then he went to build the base. He started to talk about building the base of Midish. Amru Resh Lakish, Petchila Melech Shloime al Elyonim. At the beginning, Shloime Melech was the king over the Elyonim. He was. Rashi says, Tchila means, Koidim Shinosa Shloime Noshim Nochi. Before he married the chicks, is Goyim, Melech HaKol al Elyonim. It's like a king even over the Elyonim. In the Shemayim, Shinem the Pasuk says, Vayeshev Shloimei al Kisei Hashem. Mamash Kisei Hashem even bel Yainim on top. Olibsayf Mashmi, after we married these ladies, Molach al Techtoinim. Then Yoni was a Melech on the bottom on this world. Shneema kihu roida v'chol ever hanor mitovsach v'yadaza. Rabbi Shmuel Chadama tivsach the Seif Olam v'yaza the Seif Olam. I mean, from one side of the world to the other side of the world, he was a king. The Chadama know tivsach v'yaza b'had yadod yehavi, they're one next to another. And then like this. Yasva, they were sitting. Ogeshem shemolach al tifsach yalazo kach molach al kol elam kulay. The same way he ruled over these two nations, the same way over the whole world. Olib Saif later on, leimolach ela Yisrael, the only became the king over Klai Yisrael. Shneema the pasuk says, ani kehelis ha'isi melach al Yisrael. That's all. Olib Saif later on, leimolach ela al Yerushalayim. Shinema Divrei Kelas Ben David Melech B'Yerushalayim. That's all. Olib Seifen at the end, later his life, the end of his life already. Loi Molech Elal Al Mitosoi. Shlomo was only king over his own mita, his own bed. Shinema the pasuk says he named Mitosa Shel Shlomo. Olib Seif all the way at the end. Loi Molech Elal Makoli was only a king over his own stick. That's all. Rashi says the Makoli means Shlichu Yashmadoi Mikisa Shmadoi threw him off from his kisei. Shinema the pasuk says. That's all. That's all he had left over, just his makil. That's all. Rabbi Shmuel Chadama Makolo was mamish a stick. The Chadama Gundai was his Gundai. Rashi says Talisa. It was a talis was left over. Yeah, for the Gemara Hoder or Hoder. Later, did he return at the end? Did he return to be a king or not? So it's a machlekes. Like, Rabbi Shmuel Chadama Hoder returned to become a king. The Chadama Hoder. No, he didn't return to become a king. He stayed that way. Man di yomaloi hodar melech vehedyet. He was first a king, and then he was a hedyet. Now, this Gemara is mashma because he married these nochrias. Since he had so many wives, and they, or whatever it means, and we don't know exactly, but his hita is lavavo a little bit, so because of that he stopped to be a king. Well, man di yomaloi hodar, it was melech vehedyet o melech. He was first a king, then he became a hedyet, and then he became a melech again. Now the Mishnah says, Peretz lasas lederach. A king has a right to break through and make himself a road. Tana Rabbanim, Oitzrois Malachim Lamelech. Their warehouses, the Oitzrois, where they store the gold, belongs to the king. V'shar Biza, Shebozizin, any other booty they get from the war, when they conquer a nation, or conquer something, Machzal Lamelech or Machzal Liyam, half of it goes to the king, and the other half, the people, the Yam themselves, divide up. O Malaya, by the Ravdimi, V'yamri L'Ravacho, Vishleim Oitzrois Malachim Lamelech, or Chedemilso, that's very good. The king's warehouses belong to him. He's the ruler over it. Elishar Visa Shabizim. Machtel Melech, Machtel Yaminolan. How do we know this? How do we know that half goes to the king and half goes to the nation? You see, the Apostle says, Vayim Shechu Lashem Lenogid Ulut.